Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb and Jay dive into their five favorite things across an ever-changing landscape of topics. Every episode they share, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from the profound to the profoundly absurd. Sometimes they even have a guest to give them a fresh perspective, whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs. You're in for a treat, so grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
Did you play games tonight?
Yes, Star Wars Unlimited.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
It's like I've told you, it's a fun game. But I'm not sure I told you that it's one of those games where if you just buy all the cards, you're just gonna kick everybody else's butt. And
yeah,
the way it is right now, and because we've spent so much on Lorcana, I haven't really spent much on this new game yet, and so I've everyone's got a better deck than I do, so I lost all my games tonight. Like, had fun, and everybody's cool there, so it's fun to go, but I like to win.
You gotta get more cards too.
I'm gonna switch.
It's a good transition into card for your favorite card games, right?
Exactly, right? So that's what we're doing this week. Card games. I'm gonna switch my audio over to my AirPods here so I can hear you better. AirPods. There we go. Check.
Got it.
Yep. I can hear you loud and clear. So card games, talking about board games and the like last week, like I said, made me realize how much of a card game person I am as opposed to a board game person. Love board games. We have a lot of board games in our house, but apparently I'm a card game person.
Yep. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I growing up, we played more cards than we did board games, for sure.
What kind of card games did your family play? Because I've got a few that we played.
We primarily played card games with actual like decks of cards.
So
various ones, all sorts of stuff, from Euchre to Peanuts to Hearts.
What's Peanuts?
To, you'll find out. to Hearts
lead.
To we played all sorts of stuff. Poker.
Yeah.
Did you
ever play
decks
Rummy?
Of cards everywhere. Is that like gin rummy?
Probably.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, where you're like trying to pair up sets of cards. You're like drawing cards and you're trying to like, I think you have to pair up at least two kings or two fours, and then you can get up to four, obviously. And then I think everything that is over, maybe face cards are worth more, maybe worth 10, and lower cards worth five each or something like that. That was a game that we played a lot as siblings, when I was a kid.
Yep.
And obviously being from Michigan, Euchre is kind of a staple. So I played a lot of Euchre. So, So a lot of card games growing up as a kid. So before we get into it, Katie and I and Vivian, actually, while we were on vacation, we decided to do just a one-off five favorite things about Disney. So
Ah, yeah.
at some point we might release that episode. But the thing that we realized, or and it was actually Katie's idea, was that we should do our honorable mentions after we do our top five, because then
Okay.
it kind of gives more, there's more of a culmination, and then there's like, oh, this was left off and this was left off, and then you can have a little bit of
Yeah.
discussion at the end.
We can do that.
I think it worked, the one we did anyway, it worked really well. So maybe we try that this week, and if we don't like it, we can revert
We're nothing
back
if
to.
not flexible, right?
That's right. And I
Nothing
can
set in
barely,
stone.
yeah, and I can barely touch my toes.
Ouch.
I can
That's
touch
not
my
good.
toes. No, I can.
I don't know if I can anymore. I haven't tried in a long time. I'm sure I
Ooh,
can.
you got a Starbucks Been There mug.
Yep, from Nashville.
Nice. You were just there.
We were just there. Yep.
Nice. Cool. All
So it
right.
means we got to roll
So,
into just top five then, right? Or is there
yeah.
more that we wanted to pre-talk about?
No, I mean, I don't think, I mean, obviously, like kind of you alluded to, we don't want to give away too many of
Right.
our the details of our, some of our potential top fives, because definitely, well, a couple of them are ones that, I played as a kid, and so, it's kind of a nostalgic connection to it, and that's why it's in the top five. It's not necessarily games we play anymore, but I when we're together as a family, we play them and stuff, just because everyone knows how to play them and they're fun, and lots of inside jokes and all the things that go along with that. But yeah, I think we should just jump into it, and we can talk as we go about it or whatever.
Yeah, sweet. Well, why don't you start with your number five?
Okay. My number five is the card game that I was playing tonight,
Nice. Okay.
before I came here, Star Wars Unlimited. It's a strategic trading card game, so the cards are actually collectible, kind of like a Pokemon or a Magic the Gathering type game. You build your deck, and there are what they call aspects. So like every card has at least, well, not every card, but most cards have at least one aspect. So like there's a rebel aspect, and there's like a cunning aspect. There's a, I don't know all of them off the top of my head, but like there's villain ones that relate to there. It's red, so like Darth Vader is red, but they and then the green one is more of like a is like an empire, like the people that are in like leadership, like the generals and all that kind of stuff, that in the prequels they're on the good side, and the sequels they're on the bad side, and or I mean the original trilogies they're on the bad side. So you can build your deck in any way, and there's all kinds of mechanics where some of the cards work off of each other, and it's just really fun. If you get the starter decks, where I got the two deck starter set, where it's like the rebel side versus the imperial side. This Luke
Sure.
Skywalker is the leader of that deck, against Darth Vader is the leader of the other deck. And so like you're literally playing those starter decks, and there's things happening in the game where it's like, oh, Darth Vader kills Obi-Wan because Darth Vader is just a little bit stronger than Obi-Wan, and his mechanics work well to kill Obi-Wan Kenobi. But then Luke Skywalker has mechanics in his card that make him stronger than Darth Vader at certain points. And so there's just really cool things about it that just make it really echo the actual things that happened. And so I'm
Sure.
just really
Okay.
enjoying that part of the game so far. But yeah, Star Wars Unlimited, it's you're trying to take out the other player's base. You're trying to protect your own base. Your cards can attack each other's bases and units, and there's a lot of just intricacies to it. So just started playing it here in the last couple months. So I don't know if it'll stay number five. It might go up, it might go down, but
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it
I'm
right
surprised it
now.
creeped its way into the top five. I thought maybe
It's just,
just with it
I
being
mean,
so new.
yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of why it's there.
Yeah.
It's because
Yeah,
I'm a
that's true.
huge, huge Star Wars fan. So it's very easy to get into my top five if it's about Star Wars, and if I can understand it, and if it's approachable for me, then I'm gonna be a big fan of it. So
Yeah,
right now it's
nice.
number five, but yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes. I mean, obviously they could, really not support it and, discontinue it, and it'll go
Right,
down
right.
because, if you can't continue to go and play on Thursday nights with a group of people, then, I'm not going to be able to really just pick it up and play with anybody because, like, the other people have to have their own decks. Obviously, I can let you borrow one of mine, but yeah. So that's my number
Nice.
five, Star
Great.
Wars Unlimited.
Nice. My number five is a game I played a lot as a youth pastor, youth leader, and a youth group student, and that's Spoons.
Ah, yes, that
One
didn't
of
even
my
make mine.
favorite one of my favorite
I
card
guess that is a
games.
card game.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Spoons, players take turns trying to collect four of a kind. Once someone does, everyone tries. So there's spoons in the center of wherever you're playing,
One less than
or
the amount of players, right?
people. Yep,
So there's
exactly.
always someone left wanting.
Yep. So everyone tries to grab a spoon. Without a spoon, you get a letter. We never did the letter thing. We always just did, if you didn't get a spoon,
Kept
you were out.
score.
Yeah,
Oh
yeah, yeah.
yeah, you
We
were out. Yeah. Yep. And
That's how
then
we
you
always did
take
it is.
a spoon away.
Correct. Yep. That's how
Yeah.
I always play. And the last person remaining wins.
Yep.
But in this, it says, you'd spell the word spoon. And once you spelled spoon, then you're out. But
Yep.
then we also had Spoons Extreme and all different kinds of ways of playing spoon. And, but yeah,
Have you
I
ever done
always
it?
loved.
Have you ever done it where you play with sandals?
I've not done it where you play with
We've done
sandals.
that on mission trips where we didn't have spoons and everybody had a sandal, so we
Oh,
just
sandals. Sure. Got it. No, I've done it with forks and knives and other things other than actual spoons. But then we would play extreme spoons where we've done it a couple different ways. Whereas if you were the one that got the four of a kind, you could pick up all the spoons and throw them as far as you wanted and scatter them everywhere. Or we would just set it up around the room, like with the spoons around the room, so you'd run to them. So we've done it all sorts of different kinds of way. But yeah, spoons has always been one of my favorite games. It's easy, it's simple. Like you said, you don't need a lot. You need a deck of cards and something to grab, whether it is spoons or knives or sandals or whatever you can find. And yeah, it's just a fun, entertaining game, exciting. Got to kind of pay attention to not only your cards, but other people's cards and the spoons. And yeah, so it's just a fun card game. I have lots of great memories of that game for sure.
Yeah,
So.
yeah, yeah. Love that game. All right. Number four for me is The Great Dal Moody. Have you played this game with us?
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've
Okay.
ever actually played it. Not that I can
So
remember, at least.
it's kind of just as a briefing of it, it's kind of a take on like Uno a little bit. You have your dealt an amount of cards. You're trying to get rid of your cards before everybody else gets rid of their cards.
Got it.
There's a different spin on it where it's so the synopsis of it is it's a card game of social hierarchy and strategic hand management where players aim to get rid of their cards to ascend to the highest ranks from peasant to the coveted position of the Great Dal Moody. Gameplay involves playing card sets based on their ranks with swift changes in fortune and player status, reflecting a humorous take on medieval social classes. And so, so Katie used to play this game with her high school friends.
Okay.
They
Yep.
used to, there was like a reoccurring thing, and what they would do, and we would do it, we'll do it too if like we're with the same group of people for like more than a day or something, is like, whoever's the Great Dalmudi starts off as the Great Dalmudi the next time you play. And the thing about it is, if like if you're the peasant, you have to like pick up, you have to like pull the cards together and shuffle them and deal the cards. You have to do all the work for everybody because you're a peasant. And if you're the Dalmudi, then things are done for you. In fact, when we play with Katie's family, we have like fancy headwear that you get to wear if you're the Dalmudi. And like, and so it's just a fun game where, and so another aspect of the game is that if when you're dealt your cards, the two peasants, the two lowest people, have to give the two highest people their two, or if you're the lower of the two peasants, you have to give your two best cards to the Great Dalmudi, and then the lesser peasant has to give the second in command their best card, their one best card. And so it's kind of like a rich get richer sort of situation. But it's one of those games where even after that, you can go rags to riches real fast and top to bottom real fast, because it's a lot of it's about luck. And you know, there is some strategy as far as like way to play the game and stuff like that. But there's just a lot of heckling, a lot of yelling at each other, a lot of yelling at the peasants for not picking up the cards fast enough and clearing the table off, because there's a lot of, you know, ending rounds and clearing off the cards that are in the middle. And so it's just a family game that we've played for a long time now. And yeah, it's number four for me.
Number four. Nice. Okay. I think I don't remember if we actually played it or we just talked about playing it at a New Year's Eve party one time that you guys hosted. I can't remember if we actually played it or we just talked about it. But when you started to describe it, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember, but I don't remember actually if we played it or we just talked about it. But, anyways, so.
Well, we'll have to play it. It's one that, like, Vivian is old enough, so Jameson would be old enough to play it, but it's probably one that, you know, Reese wouldn't quite get yet. So maybe once she gets a little bit older. And it's one that's the more players you have, the better of a
The better
game
it
it
is.
is. So like you really got to have five or more people for it to be really fun. So
Okay, so my number four is Uno. I think everyone knows what Uno is and has played Uno. There are so many varieties of Uno. I'm just kind of classic Uno player. I have it on the list primarily because it's a game I've played pretty much my whole life. And right now my kids are really into it, so we've been playing a lot of Uno. So it's more of a nostalgia family game for me. It's not necessarily one that I go out and play, but it's one my kids love to play and one that I grew up playing. So just holds a lot of sentimental value and a lot of family value right now. So
Yeah, and it's
and
one
I
that
do like
everybody knows how to play. Yeah.
exactly. And I know there's different varieties, but and I know the newer ones which I like, they have where you can create your own Uno cards, like the wild ones or whatever. So we have a couple of those, which are kind of fun to throw in the mix. And just have been playing a lot of Uno, so it definitely made the list at number four. So
Nice. Yep. Everyone loves Uno. All right. So my number three is Lorcana. So this is the game that my family is playing a lot right now. It's another trading card game. So in the same realm as Pokemon and Magic, and obviously, like I mentioned, Star Wars Unlimited. It's a Disney trading card game set within that universe with all of the characters from Mickey Mouse to Rapunzel to, you know, a lot of the villains, you know, the wicked, or not the, you know, like the witch, you know, Ursula's, the Yzma's, like all. And so it's like there's a lot of like, obviously, you got your big, you know, Mickey Mouse characters, but then there's a lot of like niche characters too that are like from Emperor's New Groove and like Hercules. And so like if you've got some of your more cult classic Disney movies, there's characters from those too. And it's the same sort of thing. You're trying to build your deck to, be balanced in a certain way. You can either be an aggressive deck where you're trying to get to the score of 20 before the other team does. And so you can just try to go fast and score 20 points fast, or you can try to be more of a control deck to where you're taking out the other players' characters so that once their characters are gone, they can't do anything to your characters, then you're just left scoring points. So there's many ways to play. And it's an extremely collectible game. I mean, there are cards that are worth hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, when you get into some of the foil cards and stuff like that. Normally you don't play with those versions of those cards, but there's regular versions of those same cards that are worth a lot less. And so, there's like, in fact, the most valuable card is a special edition of an Elsa card from Frozen. And I mean, but the regular one is, only like, $20 or something like that. So, but still, some of these decks that you end up playing with are worth a lot of money. So you have to you put them all in these special sleeves so you can play, and you have to shuffle them very carefully and stuff. But it's a fun game. And yeah, so it's a it's I think I pretty much described it. I mean, it's a lot like the Star Wars Unlimited, a lot like the Pokemons and the other card decks, the card games out there. But the thing obviously that we love about it is Disney, and it's so well designed. It's so well like thought out. It's a fun game. It's an approachable game. It's not like so elaborate that you have to be really smart. Like Magic is one of those games where like there's so many mechanics involved that you can just get lost and just get overwhelmed. But like if you don't want to have a really elaborate deck with Lorcana, you can have a really easy deck, and you can beat a lot of the good decks with some of those easy decks. So yeah, Lorcana, my number
Nice.
three.
Nice. All right, my number three is more of a nostalgic pick. I don't think I've played this game in a while, but it was one growing up we played all the time, and it's Peanuts, which I had mentioned earlier. So Peanuts is a fast-paced card game that you can enjoy by two or more players. Move your cards to the middle of the fountain pile to get rid of your peanut pile and score the most points. The objective of the game is to score points by playing cards into the middle fountain pile. Each round is over when a player plays all their cards from his or her pile of the 13 and announces peanuts. So this was a game we played as a family. I played with my grandparents all the time. So basically every person has to have their own deck of cards. So however many people you have is the number of deck of cards you have. So if you're playing with nine people, you have nine decks of cards. I remember my grandma would always pull out this huge bag, Ziploc bag full of cards, because she would have enough for everyone to play. And we'd play that game for hours on end, at the cottage or at family gatherings, family events. But now that I'm older, I haven't played it in quite some time, but I just have great memories of telling stories and laughing and playing Peanuts and just playing cards. Like I said, was always a huge part of the family, and Peanuts was the one that we played all the time. And it's a fun game. It's a pretty quick, fast-paced game. But it's pretty awesome. So it kind of has some, I think it's Skip-Bo. Doesn't Skip-Bo have where you have like four here, and then you have your pile that you're trying to go through. So it has some Skip-Bo-esque flavor to it, but obviously not skip, it's just a deck of cards. So it's similar to that, but yeah, it's a fun game.
All right. Well, that leads right into my number two, which is our family game, that we still play. In fact, when you guys were out, to see Vivian's musical, my family was here for the afternoon as well, and we were playing this game at the table, because it's just one of those games that when we get together we play. Maybe we did play it. We played a couple games at the same time, but this is the game that I love to play it. It's called, we always call it Hotel. But when I was doing research, Vivian was actually with me and we got a laugh out of it when I was Googling it to find, find a synopsis of the game. I couldn't find it. And so I kind of like described it in a Google search and was able to find it. And apparently it's known, it's a British game. It's actually known as Oh Hell.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why
So,
they switched it to hotel, huh?
to
I mean, it's close. Hotel Oh Hell. It's close.
So anyway, Oh Hell is a trick-taking card game in which players attempt to predict exactly how many tricks they will win in each round. The game challenges players with its shifting number of cards and the strategic depth of bidding, making it a test of both foresight and adaptability. So what you do is, if you have, obviously
Do you go
52 card.
up and down like number like
Yes.
you start with one? We played this game too, but we didn't call it hotel.
What did you call it?
I don't remember. Oh, it's driving me crazy.
Did you
I
call
know
it
this exact game.
OL?
Oh, what was it? I'll think of it eventually. But we played this
Yeah.
game too, where yeah, you would guess how many tricks you were gonna win.
Yeah. So you start with the max that you could pass out for the group you have. So if you have, six people, you'd play with eight cards. You'd start with eight that you'd pass out to everybody, and then you'd have to guess how many of those eight card tricks or rounds that you would take. And every round or every time that you deal out the cards, there's a trump. So after you pass out the eight to those people, you flip over the next top card, and that's trump for the round. And so obviously, what would it be? Two through, oh, what was it? Ace? I can't remember if ace is high or low. I think ace is low. I can't remember. But king, no, I think king is high. King is the best card. So if you had the king of hearts, if that was trump, that'd be the best card in the deck for that round. And then you'd bet accordingly. And the off suits were good, still good cards, but if someone played a trump, that would obviously trump it. So yeah, we've many times playing this game. And my mom and dad are so funny because they just like heckle each other so much because my dad plays really aggressively, takes more tricks than he should. My mom always plays less and she gets stuck with tricks that she didn't want and vice versa. And so like always yelling at each other for playing the right way or playing the wrong way. And it's always just really funny. So family game that we always love to play. Number
Nice.
two.
Yeah, we played that. I cannot think of what we called it though. It's gonna drive me crazy. And so like the next round you would go instead of eight cards, you do seven, and then you go down to one, right?
So you'd stop at one, or you'd work your way back up too if you wanted to play longer.
What do we call it? I'm gonna kind of remember the name, but I can't
You ready for
remember.
bed, Viv? Okay. All right. Can we hit pause for like 5 minutes?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to Google to see if I can find this game.
Okay. All right. I'll be right back.
Okay.
You figured it out?
No, I thought I did, but I thought it was Pinochle, but it's not Pinochle.
That's different.
Yeah. No, I actually just texted my mom and dad because I was like, what
That's
was the name of
bugging
that
you.
game where you? No, I thought I could find it, but I don't see anything yet. There's Oh Hells in here.
Yeah, well, hell. Which makes sense because if you saw some of the interactions that my family would have when people get mad at each other for stealing a trick or getting left with something, be like, oh, hell.
No, a name work fits perfectly for sure. So.
Hotel, not so much.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. We played, like I said, we played a lot of different card games, and like we played golf and pinochle and all
Oh,
sorts of stuff. So
golf is a great one. Yeah.
yeah.
Where you have the
So
four cards.
I always get the names of them confused and can never quite remember all of them, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to roll in number two?
Let's do
Right?
it.
We're on up. That was your number two, right?
That was my number two. Yep.
Okay. So my number two is a favorite of our family that we play together, and that's Cards Against Humanity, which is just a incredibly fun game that we have enjoyed playing with you guys. Every time we get together, I think we've played Cards Against Humanity. More recently, it's the family version because we have, kids now. So, but Cards Against Humanity is just a fun game. We always laugh, always enjoy the time. So basically you have a card that describes something, and then everybody tries to lay down a card that finishes that sentence that makes everyone laugh. And whoever is the person that reads the question gets to choose who the winner is. So I think I'm hoping everybody's played Cards Against Humanity or Apples to Apples, very similar. But we just, yeah, it's always a game that we love to play. It makes us laugh, makes us cry. We can play it. Time flies when you're playing, and it's just a blast to play that game. So that's my number two.
Well, you're not going to be shocked to hear that that's my number one.
Is it? Okay.
So, yeah, same thing. Played the original version pre-kids or when kids were small and in bed. And now now that my daughter's 11, we play the family edition. Both are incredibly fun and they're different. The family version, there's a lot more potty jokes and a lot more farts and a lot more just like funny taboo things that kids think they can't say. And the regular version is more more mature content, but the thing that I love about it is it's like it's especially the original version, it's like a cathartic way to look at humanity the way we are. And especially going through a lot of the political unrest that we have nowadays and all the other things that are in and around that, all that kind of stuff. Sometimes, things are just so like doom and gloomy that it's
Heavy, yep.
just, things are just so heavy that it's just good to laugh about it at times because otherwise all you just do is cry and complain about it. So, being able to have a lighthearted game, kind of poking fun at the situation that we're all in, is I think that's what makes the game so like so resonant with our society, at least with me. So yeah, that's my number one. Love it. We have just about every expansion on it, whether it be the original or the family version. Because we love it so much. So any chance that we can get some fresh cards thrown in there, it just makes the game even more fun. So, yep, that's my number one.
Yeah, I was just thinking we need to play the adult one. We haven't played
Oh
that
my
one in a
gosh,
long
it's
time
been
because it's always the family version.
it's so true. We have not played it. Not even with other people. Like we just have not played it with anybody. So yeah, that definitely needs to happen.
It's a great one. So my number one is a Midwest tradition, and a game that I've played my whole life, and has been a big part of our family, and that's Euchre, which was mentioned earlier. I wasn't sure whether I'd put Cards Against Humanity first or Euchre first, but I just went with Euchre because it's been in my life a little bit longer. So for those who don't know, Euchre is a trick-taking card game commonly played in Australia, Canada, Great Britain, New Zealand, and the Midwest of the United States.
That's funny.
That's what it says. I don't know. This is a, it's played with a deck of 24, 25, 28, or 32 standard. I don't, that seems weird to me, but it's always with four players, at least in the Midwest. Apparently there's versions of 2 to 9 players, but I've only played the four
I
person
have
version,
played
so.
the 2 and 3 version. Not as fun. But
Yeah.
they're you still have the same, one of them, the 3 players basically, the person who decides they're gonna go and they're gonna take the they're gonna go
Yep.
for the points, the
Yep.
other 2 people are playing against them. And
Got it.
so and then that one person
Interesting.
gets to pick up more cards or something. I feel like, there's an equalization there. But yeah, the original version's really the best.
Yeah. Yeah. So Euchre is a game. Yeah, like I said, I've played my whole life. Both sides of my family play Euchre. I've played it on youth group trips, mission trips, family trips. You know, everywhere I've gone, I've played Euchre. I've taught people how to play Euchre for years. I was just thinking when I was going over this list, I haven't taught Jameson Euchre, and I feel like I should have done that by now. So that's kind of my
Same.
next thing I need to do is teach Jameson how to play Euchre, because I know he'd love it. It's a fun card game for sure. But it's just hard when you need 4 players. But I can always teach him. So yeah, so Euchre has always been a huge part of my life. So, and it's a really fun game. I love that game. Lots of strategy, and yeah, it's a relatively complex game, but once you get the hang of it, it's second nature.
Yeah, it's one of those where anytime, like Katie and I are both really good at it, and you don't really run across too many people that want to play it nowadays, but anytime we get a chance to play against somebody, we're always like, all right, we'll play
Yeah,
again.
yeah, yeah.
Because again, it's really fun for us to, like, me and Katie to play against my mom and dad, because the same thing, they'll just start bickering with each other
Yeah, yeah,
about playing wrong. And it's like, all right, we'll kick your
yep.
butt.
Yep. Yep.
But yeah, so yeah, love the euchre. How can you not? So yeah.
Nice. Okay.
So yeah, let's do some honorable mentions.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just blow through mine, because and then we can kind of maybe talk about them afterwards. But
Yeah.
Skip-Bo is one that we've actually more recently discovered, and that's kind of again kind of a family game that, when we get together with family members, we'll play. The only reason it didn't rank higher for me is I am the unluckiest Skip-Bo player. I don't know what my problem is. I know how to play, and I know how to
Yeah.
play strategy
Yeah.
games, strategy card games, but Skip-Bo, I cannot win. I'll go like a whole weekend and we'll be playing Skip-Bo. We'll even be playing, we'll say we're gonna play until Jay wins, and we'll literally play all weekend and I'll not win. So
Yeah.
I don't know
Yeah,
why I'm
because
not.
it is a little bit of luck. I mean, there's strategy in
Yeah.
it, but it is definitely a luck of the draw as well. There's some
Yeah.
luck in it, so.
But and when we play, we're playing with like 5, 6 people. So you can get real unlucky when you're playing with 6 people, because
Yeah.
it's still one out of 6 chance you're gonna get a good hand,
Yeah.
So yeah. Euchre, so that was on my list. Sevens, that was the other game that we were playing when you guys were in town. So that's just
Okay.
a simple game where everybody gets dealt, all the cards get dealt out around the table, and the sevens have to go down first. So if you have a seven, you play it. If you don't have a seven to start out the game, you have to pass, because you can't play. And then you
Yeah.
build up and down off the sevens, and then the first player to get rid of all their cards. And obviously, if you don't have to pass, then that's great. So you don't want to get stuck with the kings and the aces, because those go on the deck last.
Right.
So that's another family game, and I guess I didn't list it just because, I already had a big family game on there, and that's kind of just a luck game, really. There's not as much strategy to it, unless, like, if you have a seven and you don't have any other, or if you don't have any other cards in that hand or in that suit, then you can just hold on to that seven forever, because you don't need to play that card, as long as you can't pass if you have a play. That's kind of the rule of the game. But so if you had to, if that was your only play, then you'd have to play that seven. But
Right.
yeah, fun game. Sabacc, So that's the Star Wars card game.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
like kind of like poker a little bit, but there's some different rules to it. Love that game, obviously because of its connection to Star Wars, but it's actually kind of a fun game to play too. Rummy, we talked about that a little bit at the beginning. Played that a lot as a kid, but haven't played it at all recently, so maybe we got to get that back out. Racco. So this was a game that I played with my great grandma when I was a kid a lot. And you're just dealt you're you put these cards, 10 cards in in this rack in front of you, and you have to get them in order. And so you have to like trade in, trade out cards to get them in order. It's kind of like Rubik's Cube sort of situation where you're like, you got to strategize how you're going to get those cards in order, and you can only move one at a time sort of thing. So that's a fun game just because of this nostalgic, feeling towards my great grandma. Just have a lot of fun feelings thinking about her playing that game. And then the last one is Peedrill. And this is the funniest story to this game is we only play this game one time a year. It's on Christmas Eve, and it's with my grandma Neetring, so my dad's mom. And it was always one we played with my grandma and my grandpa and my mom and dad and sisters and stuff. But it's funny because like every year, especially after my grandpa passed away, every year we have to re-remember how to play the game
Play it.
because it's just intricate enough to where like there's some weird rules, and so we're always like bickering about like what the rules are, and it's kind of like a euchre type game. But the thing is like the card, there's specific cards that have value, and that's how you score points. And so the strongest cards are like the ones that you take the tricks with. But the fives in the suits are the ones that are worth the points. So you want to take the trick with the powerful card, but you got to make sure you take it when you got the five in there, because otherwise you're not going to get the points. So there's all kinds of strategies with that, but that's just
Interesting.
a fun old
What's it
family game.
called?
Peedrill. And
Pedro?
again, it could be something completely different, but that's what we called it. So I
It's
think
probably
it's
like
called like
it.
five. It's a five-handed game, so only five people can play. It can't be played with less, or can't be played with more. And yeah, I think it's called five-handed Peedrill. At least that's, like I said, that's what we called it. So yeah, what are your honorable mentions?
So in no particular order, I did have Skip-Bo on my list. Just off the list. The other one I had was Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know
a
if you've
newer
ever played
one.
that
Oh
game.
yeah, we have that.
But Jameson got that for Christmas a while back, and he loves that game, so we play that game a lot. And Reese enjoys it, although she's a little slow on the uptake. But because it's a fast pace, slapping the cards if there's a double, and
Yeah.
if you go to slap it and it's not a double, then you take the deck that their
That's right.
last one to
Yeah.
lose their cards wins. So fun game, fast pace, and it's kind of silly,
Yeah.
Taco Cat. So you have to call out whatever you're playing down. So
That's
if you
right.
played
Yep.
out Taco Cat Goat, and so you have to go in that order. So it's anyways, it's a fun game.
Yep.
So Texas Hold'em slash poker.
Yep.
Again, that's more of a family nostalgic thing. Although my brother and dad go to the casinos and play Texas Hold'em all the time. But
Oh,
growing
nice.
up, on my Zocco side of the family, every family gathering we played poker, some sort of poker there every time. I cannot think of a time where we've gotten together as a family and have not, there's not been poker that has come out, poker or euchre, but
Yeah.
almost always poker.
Yeah.
So that was
Nice.
always just a huge family thing. So I play it every now and again, but it's not my favorite. It's more of a nostalgic thing. So
Yeah.
that's why it's further
Yeah,
down on the list.
we have a poker chip set that I don't think we've gotten out in 10 years
Sure.
because we went through a Texas Hold'em phase. Yeah, for sure.
And then my other one is I've never actually played the game, but it's Pokemon. I've never actually played the card game,
Oh, the card game.
but I have hundreds and hundreds of Pokemon cards. So for me, it was more of a collecting item. I liked the characters. I thought they looked cool. I still think they look cool. But I mean, it's technically a card game. I just have never, ever played it and don't even know how to play it. I've never even tried to learn how to play it, and but have a ton of the cards. So
I've played with Vivian a few times. It's not that hard.
I'm sure it's not. I just have never had any desire to actually play. So,
Get it. Nice. Sweet. So that's it, huh?
that's it.
That's
Yeah,
card games.
that's card
So
games.
apparently we're card game people.
And like you said, when you were going through the list, and you're like, "Yeah, we're card games players." I kind of dawned on me too. That was kind of our go-to was cards. So.
All right. So, well, what are we gonna talk about next week? I'm looking at the list right now. What do you think? I think I picked this one, so you get to pick next one.
I know we had mentioned like TV couples, and I don't remember what the other one was. Something else. I don't
TV
remember what the other
couples
one
would be
was.
good.
We already did Lego sets, right? Yeah, we did that. So I would say TV couples or children's TV shows.
I'm fine with
You
either.
either
You pick it.
not okay. Let's because I think it would be interesting. Let's do TV couples.
Okay. All right. Let's
And
do it.
maybe we could have our spouses on too, since it's a
Oh,
couples thing.
that's a good idea. Yeah, we'll figure that out. Yep, I think we can make that happen.
I'm
Okay.
sure. I'm sure we can figure it out.
Cool.
Okay, that work?
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, it was good talking to you again. It's been a couple weeks with
I know.
spring break
Spring
and
break, darn was fun
so.
though. It's nice to be away. It's not fun coming back, but it's good to get away.
Cool beans.
All right. Until next time.
All
High five, everyone.
righty. I'm gonna stop it right now.
And that's another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the starting point, not the limit, guiding us through another labyrinth of favorites with a few extra twists. Catch us next week for more adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a high five from Jay and Caleb to you. See you next time.